Turge list coming up here in a matter of moments. Hang in there as Tyler will give you who hits the bronze, the silver, and the gold this week. That's coming up in a bit. I do want to pass across some news. The Astros have optioned Shea Whitcomb. Damn, Shea. To AAA and reinstated Christian Walker from the paternity list. Walker could only spend a maximum of 3 days on the paternity list.
The nightmare of third continues for Shea.
Hence, he's doing this on an off day. So, Christian Walker, who, even though he has struggled throughout the season, did get a little hot there at Chavez Ravine and was swinging the bat well against the Dodgers, as he does often there at that ballpark. He will be back, and boy, hell, even with him struggling, the lineup looked a lot different with him out of it. But he will be, I would assume, back in the lineup for this Rangers series starting tomorrow. So Christian Walker back from the paternity list. But that is crazy. Even somebody struggling like him, it just, even, I mean, Victor swung the bat pretty well. He was on multiple home runs. What, he had two in a row, 2 days in a row?
Yeah.
Had a little streak going there, but you know that it even looked different with him out there.
The issues that the Astros have had this season have been so profound that I often find myself forgetting the fact that they have overcome Christian Walker not exactly playing up to the billing. Like Christian Walker being, for the most part, a disappointment in their lineup. I understand he plays excellent defense at first base and all of that, but as far as being an impact bat in their lineup, he has not been that. And they've overcome so many other things. They got so many different issues that are happening with them. I often forget that is among them. That's one of the things that they are overcoming so far this year.
They're fighting.
It's kind of wild.
Yep. And he, as we said, it was a tough time for him to slow down and stop. Obviously, we understand that's more important.
Yeah.
But he was swinging the bat well, and I know the Astros are hopeful that he can continue to do that. All right, let's do it. Tyler's turd list, baby.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right, big voice guy. Turdish behavior, never acceptable, especially for these dramatic-ass professional athletes. And we're on the lookout every week. And sometimes what's about to happen, it happens right here on the podium, this turd podium from the world of pro sports and sports talk, because one of our team members is going to get this bronze turd medal this week, boys.
Oh, boy.
Happens from time to time, but I hate to do it, but it's a responsibility I've taken on to call out this turdish behavior.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, huh?
Somebody does, and that's me. And John Lopez, you're the one this time. The OG, you hear him every day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on these airwaves. The OG John Lopez, my fellow Aggie brother. He's on the turd list because, boys, I did some investigative work. Something had been bothering me. Not like really getting to me or bothering me, but something had been irking me. I feel like that's the appropriate word. And that is that by the time we reach Friday, the end of each work week, up here in these beautiful studios at Sports Radio 610 and our prep studio back there behind you guys, on every Friday for weeks and weeks and months, as I get ready to leave this place for the weekend, I start looking around that prep studio, and there's always minimum 2 coffee cups from the week, maximum 4 or 5, maybe even on the worst week, maybe there were 6.
Oh,
used, drank out of,
no way,
office coffee mugs.
6.
Oh, the mug.
No.
The mugs?
The mugs that stack up back there? I know you've seen them.
Come on, 6 is crazy.
Maybe it happened once.
6 is
really
crazy.
You have to point this out to
honestly,
me.
One is a lot.
Well, I got in a habit on Fridays of...
He's not taking them back to the dishwasher?
No.
Oh, my
So I've been seeing these mugs left behind, like I said, for weeks upon weeks. And I'm like, who is prepping in this studio and just leaving their stuff, their dishes out, like for someone to come up and get them and clean them up for them, literally weekly. Minimum two every Friday. And I was the one on Fridays grabbing them at the end of the week and taking them back to the kitchen, to the dishwasher. So I did some investigative work. I had it down to either Lopez or Bajani. But after some clues, it's Lopez, boys. It's at your house, J-Lo.
Wow. Six?
That's shocking. Like it seems like Lopez, as the elder statesman, would be the one who is most
right?
Meticulous about this type
of
thing.
Or he would be, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean,
it go either way.
Like, but to me, that's the generation of folks that's like.
So he doubled up.
Wash your dishes. Clean up after yourself.
Well, they stack up over the week, man.
I know, it's six. He doubled up one day.
Yeah, a lot of caffeine. So yeah. That's your bronze turd this week. I hate to do it, J-Lo.
Yeah. Listen, OG, I love you, but that's.
Yeah, and you getting off pretty good to get bronze here, because that's. I mean, if there's more than one,
Jake Myers,
two is insane. Two? Of your mugs, bro?
At some point.
And that's the minimum every
Friday.
And
that's hard because they're not like, it ain't like a cup. Like cups, you can stack them.
Yeah, no,
like
these
you
are
can't
mugs.
Stack these, you just see them. You got to line them up like beer pong cups.
So it hadn't been no damn millennial that's leaving them cups out back there. No, it's the OG John
Lopez. All you really
got to
do is rinse it and just throw it in the dishwasher. Man.
It's hard.
It's not work really at all.
It's a few steps, John. You can do this. Oh, man, I just broke the turd trophy. Somehow.
Oh, you turd now.
The tip of the turd trophy just snapped off.
Always the tip.
Now you are an underrated person on this list, potentially.
We'll get to this golden turd trophy if you're watching with us on YouTube and Twitch. Sports Radio 610.
The turd breaks the turd trophy.
Don't let the Astros look at it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That was mean.
That's going to come back. That's going to come back in just a couple of minutes. Let's get to this silver turd of the week right now. This happened 15 years ago.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
This is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Obviously, that's the damn conclusion you woke up with that morning, buddy.
Yeah, that was that was what Jim asked him. I don't know.
That is your silver turd right there. That is 15 years ago this week, as a younger LeBron James, of course, had a special event hosted by, it was ESPN, right?
Yeah,
it was
ESPN.
Yeah, and announced that he was departing Cleveland, where he hadn't won any championships yet.
It was
without
pretty
anybody
lame.
Else.
It was pretty
and
lame.
And he went to Miami.
Did you think?
I wasn't mad at him for it, but I did think it was corny.
Did you think it was lame in the moment, like when it was happening?
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing?
I thought your ass was on it.
But I was also on the edge of my seat, though.
Yes.
Yeah. But that was independent of what they were actually doing. I was like, this is corny.
At the moment, I never thought it would get the backlash that it has. Like, in that moment, I never thought it would get the backlash to where, like, many people outside of that kind of Daryl Morey China situation, many people look at that as the black mark on his career.
I don't get that. Because I didn't think he did anything wrong. I just thought it was objectively corny. People thought he was a bad person for it. I didn't get that point.
That has been one. There are many people that that's the worst thing that he has said, and the moment that turned to the villain point. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to mention. I was going to say we may not have known it in that moment during the decision for LeBron James, but hindsight's always 20/20, and we now know that is literally the moment where many fans' opinion and thoughts on LeBron James shifted and changed.
It is a pivot point in his career I think it colored a lot of what happened that first year in Miami. Like, when they didn't win it, I think he was feeling the pressure of not just the decision that he made, but the whole spectacle around the quote-unquote decision.
I didn't see that. I didn't see it turning out that way because he did.
And as the story goes, the tale of LeBron James, he finally met up with some other talented players and won some rings because he couldn't do it by himself. That's your silver turd this week.
No one has. Go ahead.
Yeah, they have. Gold medal time. Can't gold trophy. Them. The broken now, the tip of the turd on this golden trophy is now snapped off. It was easy this week, as Ron hinted at it earlier. And, I'm just going to kill the music because we need to get serious right now. This Astros training staff situation is a complete good, because I actually just had to stop myself from saying the S word.
I know.
It's a complete turd-ish show.
Mm.
It is a ish show over there at Daikin Park. I know we've had fun with this thing. Y'all heard how angry I got in the first segment. I know a lot of you Astros fans are the same way. But the Jake Meyers situation with what we saw on the diamond last night before the game starting, him limping and being carried off the field, head in his hands, after returning too soon, it looks like, from an injury, combined with everything we've gone through in the past with this training staff medical team over there with the Astros, it's got to stop. It needs to be addressed. The brass for the Astros got to pull their big boy pants up right now. And even if they don't want to, they got to make some moves and big decisions, because the health, literal health of your players and your ball club is at risk. And it's just maddening. It's embarrassing. And they need to take this turd trophy and take it seriously, because they need to get that situation under control with the training staff. It's absurd. I mean, Colton Gordon took a liner off the dome earlier this week, too.
Kept on going, didn't he?
And oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Your head's fine, bud. Like, just between the little things like that that turned out okay to the absolute worst, like the scene we saw last night, fix this problem. You're a world-class organization otherwise. Fix this problem now.
Yeah.
Those are your turds of the week.
Yeah, honorable mention, all those people in Colorado who decided to go watch the Rockies and the White Sox. They had over 47,000 people go out there multiple times, all of them. What is going on with you? You've got nothing better to do in life than to watch the Rockies and the White Sox.
I was going to say, they must sell weed at the stadium.
But
don't they sell weed everywhere?
They got it everywhere.
Everywhere.
What could they have been hit?
Yeah.
Me in there? To spend that, money.
You got to must be able to smoke at the stadium or something.
Hey,
come watch your team and whatever.
I got you, man. The Padres coming into town. You see Manny. See Jackson Merrill. Tatis. I got you. The Dodgers coming to town. Not the White Sox.
No.
The two worst records in baseball. The Guardians just went 6-34 in their last 30 and lost 10 in a row before they arrived here.
Yeah.
They were 10 games above the White Sox.
Yeah.
And last 30.
Frank Thomas ain't walking through that.
And Frank was going there, I'd pay.
Yeah.
Albert Bell and Bo Jackson was going through, I'd pay.
Exactly.
If Jack Parkman from Major League was going in there, I'd pay. But not these guys.
Not even Tim Anderson of 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Rock Reigns, yeah. Not
Hershiser, honorable mention, too.